From Washington, this is VOA News. The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to a Latin American for the first time in more than two decades.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2016 to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos for his resolute efforts to bring the country's more than 50-year-long civil war to an end.
The chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, even though the peace accord with the FARC rebels was rejected in a recent referendum, Santos has promised to revive the process. After finding out about the prize, he said, "I am so honored and so grateful. This is a very important event for my country, for the victims of this war, and this is a commitment to keep trying to bring peace to my country." The European Union has launched a new border and coast guard agency following the influx of millions of migrants and refugees in recent years. Henry Ridgewell reports.
European leaders hope a more secure external border will relieve the pressure on the internal passport-free Schengen zone, which allows EU citizens to travel freely across borders in 26 countries. Critics say Europe is shirking its responsibilities. EU officials insist the border agency will respect fundamental human and refugee rights, but they say the bloc must regain control of its external frontiers to avert another crisis. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Officials in Pakistan say a bomb blast on a train has killed at least four people and wounded 13 on Friday in Baluchistan province. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. This is VOA. Hurricane Matthew was downgraded to a still powerful Category 3 hurricane as it hit the east coast of the American state of Florida early Friday. On Thursday, about 1.5 million people were ordered to move inland. It's the most powerful storm to threaten the U.S. Atlantic coast in more than a decade, though it looks like conditions will not worsen in some areas. Don Walker is a spokesman for the Brevard County, Florida Emergency Services, one of the areas first hit by the storm.
We have felt the brunt of the storm and that the conditions shouldn't get worse after this. Now, they're going to be sustained because the thing's just is still supposed to hang around for much of the morning and into the early afternoon. But whatever conditions may occur from here on out won't be any worse than what we've received already.
Forecasters predict the storm will track north along the eastern coastlines of Georgia and South Carolina before heading out to sea, or possibly circling back around to hit Florida again. President Barack Obama has declared states of emergency for Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. The United Nations has already arrived in areas affected by the storm in Haiti. Officials there say the death toll is at least 300. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's anti-drug crusade was at the forefront of his presidential campaign, and 100 days into his administration, it remains a centerpiece of his presidency. Since taking office on June 30th, more than 3,000 suspected drug dealers and users have been killed, and nearly 700,000 others have surrendered in his crackdown. A growing number of critics have voiced concerns over the widespread killings. Phil Robertson is deputy director of Human Rights Watch Asia.
I think Duterte has essentially unleashed a slaughter. He has taken out all the rules. He has green-lighted extrajudicial executions. He has harassed and bullied opponents. He's insulted the President of the United States and the United Nations. You know, if this is the first 100 days, it's hard to see what the next 100 days is going to be like.
Polls indicate three-quarters of Filipinos are satisfied with Duterte, even though he is under fire internationally. Police in Turkey have arrested a member of the Kurdish Workers' Party, the PKK. They suspect carried out a bomb attack near an Istanbul police station that wounded 10 people on Thursday. The suspected perpetrator was captured in central Turkey while traveling with a fake identification card. Turkey has been hit by a wave of attacks in the past year carried out by both Islamic State and the PKK. Six U.S. soldiers, along with two other men, were indicted Thursday on charges of stealing and selling sensitive military equipment to foreign buyers. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.